Sanhedrin. Okay, we're morning with Sanhedrin. Daf Samach. Okay, we're starting at Nun Tet Amud Bet at the bottom. My timer, the Rabbi Shimon Dichtiv. Okay, I'm sorry, Rabbi Shimon went up ala Kishuf, remember? On Nun Vav, right? Was it Nun Vav Amud Aleph? We had there Afal Adam, we had at the bottom there, on Nun Vav Amud Aleph. We had the Torah and Shem, it's Bnei Noach. And then we had on Nun Vav Amud Bet. We had, or the Nun Zayin Amud Bet. Nun Vav Amud Bet, right? Yeah, there we are. Rabbi Shimon, top of Nun Vav Amud Bet. Third line from the bottom, from the top. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Afal HaKishuf. Rabbi Yosef Omer, Kol Omer, Parashat Kishuf Ben Noach. We had Rabbi Chitka said Al Asirus, and Rabbi Shimon Al HaKishuf. So we seem to have skipped over Kisirus. Okay, the Gemara goes straight to Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says, in addition to the Shemitz of Bnei Noach, there's also Kishuf, right, which is magic. The Gemara says, my time, Rabbi Shimon. What's Rabbi Shimon's reason? What's his makor for that? Is it because the Pasuk says, Mechashefa lo techaye. Right, that's the Pasuk in Mishpatim, Mechashefa lo techaye. Right, and it says, Uchtiv kol shochev im behema mot yumat. Okay, and the next Pasuk, Ramamash, the next Pasuk, it's Pasuk Perek Kaf Bet, Pasuk Yud Zayin is Mechashefa lo techaye, and Perek Kaf Bet, Pasuk Yud Chet, the next Pasuk, Kol Shechem Bema Mot Yumat. So he learns the Hekesh, right? Kol Sheesh Tom Bichlal, Kol Shechem Bema, Yesh Tom Bichlal, Mechashefa lo techaye. And therefore, we've got it, Mechashefa lo techaye. The only question that I would have on this Gemara, we learned a klal yesterday, right? We said that whatever which was taught before Sinai and repeated at Sinai applies to them and to us. Whatever was taught before Sinai and wasn't repeated at Sinai applies only to us. And it was taught only at Sinai, definitely applies only to us. And Mechashefa lo techaye and all of that. It wasn't taught before. Mishpatim. Mishpatim is already Sinai. I guess I don't understand. That's just a question. Okay. Rabbi Ezra Omer, Afala Kilayim. Rabbi Ezra adds Kilayim. Minari, Minari, from Amma Shmuel, the Amma Krav. We got a Pasuk. Right? This Pasuk over here. Again, we carry this Kapak from Yikra. It chukotai tishmoru beem techalo tarbiya. Kilayim, don't mix the animals. Sadchalo tishwa Kilayim, and don't have Kilayim either in the fields. Ubeget Kilayim shatnes. There are three different types of Kilayim. In the growing of Kilayim, in the animals of Kilayim, and in the clothes of Kilayim. Right? And chukotai tishmoru, and the pasuk says, "Et chukotai." These are my chukot. This is the way I want you to be. Chukim shechakakti lecha kvar. Right, what I've already done for you. So therefore, and the pasuk says, "Behem techalot tarbi akilaim v'techalot tishri akilaim." And then so it says, "Et chukotai tishmoru," the way that I created the world. And then don't do all of these things. Ma behem techa bahar ba afsarcha bahar kava. Ma behem techa ben baritz ben mechutzlaretz afsarcha ben mechutzlaretz. Basically, learns the Hekesh again that we've got Kilayim, Isur Kilayim. So, we'll say, Ella, wait a second, if that's the case. Ushmartem in Chukotai, the Mishpatai, the Mishchakach Lechakvar. If that's the case, Hatam, Ushmartem in Chukotai, we got another Pasuk, right? We've got a repetition. It says, Ushmartem in Chukotai, the Mishpatai, Asher Yaseotam, Hadam, Bechai Bahem, Ani Hashem. Right? What does it mean, Chai Bahem? Look at Rashi, Ella, Meata. It says, what's Chukotai? We said a second ago that Chukotai came to teach us the way Hashem wanted the world, therefore there was Yisra Kilayim, and it was applicable to the Goyim as well. But if we're saying Ushmartem in Chukotai is relevant to the Goyim as well, so what's this Pasuk, Ushmartem in Chukotai, about the whole Torah? You're going to tell me now that the whole Torah applies to the Goyim. Why do you single out only Kilayim? Say, Chukotai, everything. Right, so he says, no. Hatam ushmartem in chukotai dahashta. He says, when it says ushmartem in chukotai, they, in that pasuk there, my yikra, the doin asugi, in that pasuk over there, right, we're talking, what are we learning about? Ushmartem in chukotai dahashta, now, these new laws over now. Hachabay, in our pasuk we spoke about, in chukotai tishmoru, the first pasuk, chukim de meikare tishmoru, the original halachas that I already taught. Those tishmoru and those apply also to the goyim, not just all the way to the Torah. Okay, we can see we I think that you could say we're walking a fine line. Okay, in terms of what is really shayach to us and what shayach to the goyim, very difficult. Obviously, Masorah the Chacham had that the goyim ani mechuyav in seven mitzvahs, yet we got a bit of confusion which of the seven mitzvahs, and then when we start getting involved in how to define which of the seven mitzvahs, we could easily spill over and start thinking that maybe the whole Torah, which obviously isn't the correct. I'm sure Ben Korcha. Okay, so now, remember we got very sidetracked. I think we're at the end now of Shemitzel Ben Enoach. I think we've finished all of that, right? Yes. Mm-hmm. Now, if you remember that when we started this whole sugya, right, we were discussing, if you must remember, what was it, Nunhei? The mission that we're discussing is talking about the Megadef and the Mekalel. Then we spoke about the Adim, right? When we bring the Adim to Beit Din, so the Adim themselves can't say Hashem's name. So we said Yossi et Yossi. Remember that?
Yeah.
Where was that? Help me find that. Yeah. Anyway, Nun Vav Amud Aleph. Right? Top of Nun Vav. B'chol Yom the Net Adim Bekinui. And when the Adim come to give Adut on the guy who cursed Hashem, they use a code. And they say Yakeh Yossi et Yossi. Okay, remember we said and we explained Yossi was a four-letter name and it's a four-letter name, etc. Now the Gemara goes back. We finished B'nai Noach. Now we get back into our sugya. So Amar Rabbi Shua ben Korcha, right? That Rabbi Shua ben Korcha is actually in the Mishnah, I think. But Nitin. On Nun Amud Bet, the bottom is the Mishnah. HaMegadef Eno Chayav Ad Shefaresh Hashem. So when is he Chayav? The moment that he actually specifies and mentions specifically the name. And Rabbi Shua ben Korcha, and then Rabbi Shua ben Korcha was the one who said that the Dayan, that the Adim use Yossi et Yossi. Okay, so that's Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha. Right, and here are the missions. So the Gemara starts Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha. Amar Rabbi Acha bar Yaakov, Eno Chayav. So now on that, what Rabbi Yossi said about until you mefarish the shame. So Rabbi Acha bar Yaakov says Eno Chayav ad sheyevarech shame ben arba otiot. He has to actually say Hashem's name of the four-letter name. La'afuke ben shtei otiyot de lo. In other words, if you use the two-letter name of Hashem, because right, Hashem's got lots of names. Mm-hmm. If you use one of the two-letter names, so Shakai, Shaddai is a three-letter name. Anybody think of a two-letter name? Yeah.
Or
Yud-K, right? Or Yud-Yud. Yud-Yud is not your name of Hashem. Not your name of Hashem. It's a more, So, de lo, okay. So, what's the pshita? What's your problem? The Mishnah already said, Yakeh Yossi et Yossi Tanan. It said Yossi et Yossi. Why do we say Yossi et Yossi? Because four letters. Yossi is Yud, Vav, Samach, Yud, minus the four letters. The Gemara says, no. Why was this necessary what Rabbi Acha bar Yaakov told us? That's Marta. What would we have thought? Milta ba'almu denakat, kamash bulan. We might have thought when Rabbi Yoshua ben Korcha said Yossi et Yossi, he was just choosing a name. Came along with Acha and said, no. Rabbi Yossi said Yossi with Yud, Vav, Samach, Yud to teach us. That's actually relevant. It's a four letters, not just the stomach name that he chose, right? Not Chaim Shmir. Right. So he says, like okay, Eke de Amri is another limud of Lunas. Amra Achabar Yaakov. Shmamina, Shem ben Arbot Yod Nami Shem Hu. Right? We might have learned it this way that Rabbi Achabar Yaakov said, learn from this that a Shem ben Arbot Yod is also a Shem. Not that we have to have the full name of Hashem. We might have thought we have to have the whole 70-letter name or 72-letter name of Hashem. Even a four-letter is good enough. So it says, Pshita, Yake Yossi et Yossi Tnan. Why are you telling us it's Chirush? We learned from Rabbi from Rabbi Shua ben Korcha. Right? So the Gemara says, no. But what would you have thought? Ad de Ike Shem Rabba. Umilte ba'almu denakar kamash bulan. We might have thought, no. In actual fact, you have to mention the Shem Rabba, the proper Shem of Hashem. But Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha just used the stammer name, Kabash Blah, no. The four. Okay, same aloha, just depending on different angles.
Shem Rabba, Shem Rabba.
Shem Rabba. Where do you see that? Where do you see Shem Rabba, Arbaim Mishra? Ken, he says 42. I never look interesting. I didn't even look at that. I thought Shem Rabba was the big name.
42-letter name
42.
Of God was kept secret.
Really, eh? Is that a 42? Isn't it a 72? Oh, I thought it was a 72.
No,
what did you say then, your Bukhara? 42. I'm glad we...
Once in 7 years.
Shem Rabba, Shem Agadul, Ben Arba'im, Veshtayim, Otiyo. Wallah.
Known by some
Kohanim. 42-letter name, I always thought 72. Isn't it called a tetragrammaton in English?
That tetragrammaton.
That's 13, the word in English, right?
13 tetragrammaton.
What's tetragrammaton?
Tetra's three, isn't it?
Tetra's three. I don't know where I got that name from, it just popped into my head.
It's Tetragrammaton, it mentions it here all the
That's
time.
What we always called God's name is the Tetragrammaton. Okay, I thought that was 72. I thought that was 72, but I haven't got a clue, that's what I thought. Anyway, maybe I'm okay. Anyhow, Shkoach. So the Shem Rabbi is a 42-letter name, okay? No Mefarshim on the Amud actually say that, though. But that's good to know, all right? I suppose in today's world, Schottenstein is a parish on the Amun. Rashi doesn't say it. All right. Now we carry on with the Gemara. Right? So at the end there of Nun Vav, we had the case over there where we said, right, that we have the Nigmar Adin. The Din is over now. Remember, we had this whole story. So we had Nigmar Adin, Lohorgin, Bekinui, Elamotin, Kodam, Mechutz. Remember that? We said we don't actually kill the Kinui, right? And then we had the whole thing that they stand and they do Kriya and the whole story, right? So the Gemara's quest thought was standing now. Omdin, mina, where do they have to stand from? So the Gemara's like this Amar Yitzchak, Barami, Damakra, the Ehud, Ba'elav, Vuyoshe, Baliat Amikra, Asher, Lolevado, Vayomer Ehud, Devar Lim Lialecha, Vayakom Alakisei. Right, what are we talking about over here? Rashi says us, tells us over here, we're speaking over here about the Navi that comes to the Goyish king, right? And he says to him like this, hold on, where's the Rashi? Ma elam yata shmeru chukotai, hachikativ chukotai tishmoru, no shem and arbo otiyot, v'shem and frash, kruo, with nothing on this. But basically, v'yako me'ala kisei, v'halod rim kavuchom, ma eglon melech mo'av, he was a goyish, a king, shehu nochri, v'lo yada ele bekinui, and he never knew Hashem's proper name, and he stood when Ehud came and said to him, I've got to tell you, v'yom Ehud davar Elohim li alecha, I've got something to tell you about God, right? And he stood up, Yisrael, v'shem ha-meforash, alachat kama v'chama. So therefore, when the Dayan is going to hear a person, the aid, mention Hashem's name, meforash, the proper Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei name, if a goy stands up and he just hears the word Elohim with a kinui, not with the proper name, then Kal v'chomer, we must stand up when we hear. So now, Kor'in minala, where don't you go to tear the clothes when you hear, we do kriya when you see that. Right? Look at Rashi there. Rashi says, firstly, V'shem v'Rashi says here, Klomar Shem Meyuchad. Okay, so Rashi's already telling us that it's Shem Meyuchad. Now, I'm completely confused when what Shem Meyuchad is, but I think it's a Yud Kei Vav Kei. We said a four-letter name, right? Kriya Begadim. So now, how do we know about Kriya Begadim? So it says here, Rashi, Al Gidufin Shamu Mipi Rav Ash. Oh, so it's the Gemara says like this. Dichtiv, Vayavo Eliakim Ben Chilkiyahu. Right? V'shavna sofer v'yuach ben asaf amaskir l'chizkiyahu. Okay? So if you look at that pasuk, the pasuk over here comes from Melachim. G'vayav Eliakim ben Chilkiah asher al habayit v'shavna sofer v'yuach ben asaf amaskir l'chizkiyahu. Right? These were all like represented to the king. Kru'ei begadim. And their clothes were all torn. So all three of them came and their clothes were torn. V'yagidu lo to the king divrei Rav Shaka. Rav Shakeh. Now she had just cursed Hashem, right? And that's why they were all got torn clothes. Right? Look at Rashi. Krab Gadim al Gidufin Sheshemu Mepi Rav Shakeh. On the Gidufin, right? The curses that they just heard from her. Kirichtiv Asher Shachu Melech Ashur Adonav Lecharef Elohim Chai. Melech Ashur, the king of Assyria, had sent her to go and curse the king, to go and curse Hashem. Right, and they came in and repeated what she had said, and they were all wearing torn clothes. But yagidu lo et divrei Rav Shaka. Okay, now the next halach we learned there was lo machin in the mishpat. We said they never actually fixed the clothes completely. They don't take it right. It must be now. Where do you know that from? It says Amar Babayu, Atia kriya kriya. Right, we've got a kzera shava. Ketiv hacha kriya begadim in the story here now with Rav Shaka, that they all walked in and their clothes were torn. Uchtiv hatam, and the next pasuk it says, in another pasuk in Melachim, right, it's like this, Ve'elisha ro'e hu metzaek avi avi rechiv Yisrael, ufarashav, v'lo ra'ahu od v'yechazek bivgadav, he grabbed onto his clothes, v'yikra'em lishnayim kra'im, and he tore them into two torn parts. So what does it mean, v'yikra'em lishnayim kra'im, why do they have to be torn into two torn parts? Right, what's going on over here? והוא מצא אבי אבי רכב ישראל פשוב לא ראו עוד ויחזק בדוד כאן שלכם ממש משלמה ויקראים לשניים because what it says from the very fact it says shnai what any your dash and cream why don't we know what it says but you cream the shnai we know that they cream why did somebody stem the shnai cream right what matter when my cream melamed shehen cream lo olam okay and we see karua po to the karua of rav sheka it's not the best karua shav in the world but it's a karua shav okay tarabanan echad now the we bring a brighter over here on exactly the levels, and what, how many generations do you have to still, when you hear, like one to the other, pass down, at what stage do you have to take your class? Echad ha-shomea v'chad shomea, mipi shomea chayav likroa. So if you hear it, or you heard it from somebody who heard it, even that's enough to tear your clothes. V'ha'edim, says the writer, ein chavim likroa, and they don't have to tear when they say it. Why not? Shekvar karu b'shah she'shamu. Because you want to believe that when the aide heard the first time around, the actual guy saying the curse, he tore his clothes out of Kriya. He had to do Kriya again. Now, how do we know that? Maybe he had to do Kriya again. And so what? And let's just do Kriya again the second time when they hear it. He says, Shame Hashta, they heard it now. So they're hearing it again. So let's tear it again. Right? This is Losa Kadatach. Dichti Vahi Keshmoa Hamelech Hizkiyahu. Vayikrat begadav, Hamelech Hizkiyahu kara, vehem lo karu. Remember, he said these three guys, his dignitaries that came in, right? We had the Eliakim and Yoach, and who was the third one? And Eliakim and Hilkiyahu, veshva hasofer. When they came in, their clothes were torn already, right? And the pasuk says that he Hizkiyahu Hamelech tore his clothes. They never, see the pasuk, he kishmoa hamelech Hizkiyahu, but he cried begadav, but he cast pasak v'yavu bet Hashem. Doesn't say that they tore their clothes as well, because their clothes were already torn when they came in. So you has proof that the second time here, you have to tear again. Okay, that's how the Gemara learns that. Gemara over there. I'm Rabbi Yehuda, I'm Shmuel. So now we're going to see two halachos aviyah of Amram Shmuel. Still on this topic. I remember Shmuel. Hashomea askara mipi avet kochavim. Look at Rashi. What's askara? Rashi says, yeah, askara is birkat Hashem, meaning a curse. Mipi avet kochavim eno chayav likroa. So it's only when you hear a Jew cursing Hashem you have to do kriya. If you hear a goy, you have to write. I'm Rabbi Shmuel. Hashomea askara mipi avet kochavim eno chayav likroa. So now the Gemara says, wait a second. This Rav Sheikah, who was Sefer Melech Ashur, wasn't he or she a goy? And then they did Kriya, right? V'im tomar Rav Sheikah, Yisrael Mumar Haya. He was actually a Yisrael Mumar. Amazing, eh? You'll find they're the biggest, they're the worst. Rav Yehuda, I'm a Shmuel, not a locha. Ein korin el Hashem yuchad bilvad. Lafuke kinu delo. Right? And there it's only on the same for us, not on the kinui. And the Gemara says like this, Upligei Rabbi Chiya betarvayu. And these two halochas, Rabbi Yehuda, I'm sure we said about the askra from a goy, and only on the same for us, he's cholek Rabbi Chiya on both of them. Now Rabbi Chiya, Hashomea askra bizman hazeh, eno chayav likroa. Right? So, because look, when Rabbi Yehuda Amashmua says it, he's not making it in time dependent, he's making it sort of ethnic dependent, right? If it's a goy, no. If it was a Jew, yes. Rabbi Chiya says, nowadays, even from a Jew, you wouldn't have to do Kriya. Why? She'im iyata American. If you don't agree with me, you say you do have to do Kriya. Nitmalei kol ha-beged kruim. People are cursing God left, right, and center that you just be tearing your clothes all day. You have no clothes left. Walk around to torn clothes all day long. Mima'an, where did you get this from? Ilam Yisrael, right? And who's cursing? Who's doing all the cursing? Ilam Yisrael, me pekirei kulehai, and pshitim yoved kochavim. So it must be that Rabbi Chiya says that even when you hear from a goy, right, you would have to do kriya, because he said nowadays you don't have to do kriya, because you'd be tearing your clothes all day long, and it must be from goyim, because like I tried to explain earlier, from Jews it can't be, because you're not going to have a situation where Jews are cursing Hashem, right? The Isha Yuchad, right, Migmiri, And how do you hakelim shem miyuchad? Because who's teaching these goyim? Were they learning what shem miyuchad is about? So it must be that that Rabbi Chiya will say no, even a goy and not necessarily shem miyuchad. Okay, even mekinut. Right, ela lav mekinut. Right, yeah. Ushma mina bizbanazeh hu delo hamikar. The Gemara says we learn from this. That even when Rabbi Chiya said land only now, Hamikara Chayav Shma Minah, but up until now you would have been just our time is so bad, therefore you don't have to look at Rashi Bizban Hazeh. She'anu begalut ve'ein emat beitin muteret aleihem ladun chay ve'mitot. That's the idea. No one's scared. There's no beitin. No Jewish beitin. No one's scared in the galut. No one's really petrified of cursing Hashem. No one's going to put them to death anyhow. And Rashi says, "If nitmalek kol abeged kruim, if he shad davar tadir, if he shad emet yirav beitin." Because of that, they start asking the beitin people to mi gemirei over kochavim shem miyuchad. Rashi says, "Who's going to teach the over kochavim shem miyuchad? The special name kol kach shmekalim bo tamid the kamen nitmalek kol abeged kruim. They're going to be cursing all day long using shem miyuchad to close." Oh, did you see Rashi? I left all these Rashis. Rashi tells them we're talking about the goyim there who would teach them. Okay, now let's carry on. Now we're moving nicely. Amar Rabbi Shlakish. Shma mina af ani kamohu. Remember we had the second aid. We learned the Mishnah. The first aid goes outside and the gadol starts. And the first aid says Hashem, that he cursed Hashem. And the second, I doesn't have to repeat what he said. He just said af ani kamohu. I also heard what he had to say. Yeah. Then we saw even the third aid says af ani kamohu. Remember that? Mm-hmm. Right, that's the Mishnah. We're back to that Mishnah. Af asanah resh lakish is as follows. When we said there in our sugya, right, afani kamohu, says Shma mina, shafani kamohu kasher bedinei mamonot ubedinei nefashot. We can see that as a rule, we never, ever, ever have to actually have the aidim say what is what. They can always, the second aid can say, I'm with him. One second, okay. So now, umalahu de avud rabbanan, and rabbanan when they said that you have to be mefurash, look at Rashi. Umalahu da rabbanan, bedina mamun of the nefashot, shehitzrichu kol ein lefaresh ein utan. Kimikar adin, it's good enough just to say, I heard what he heard. The chachamin said, no, we want to hear the adim tell us what it was they heard. Right? So now, what's going on? So now, why didn't that malah continue over here? Right? Vahacha, in our case of cursing, kevan delo efshar ukmur rabbanan adoraita. Therefore, here Chachamim were prepared to rely on the Doraita, where it's good enough just to say, I heard Lakim, not actually repeat the whole thing. Why not? Because you have to say that that's the case. That midoraita on right across the board, it's good enough. And just as a rule, Chachamim were machmir to make you say what you've got to say. Because if that isn't the case, if midoraita isn't good enough, just because the guy can't say what he's going to say, right? We're going to kill him. As we put a guy to death based on aidim which aren't acting according to what the Torah wants you to do. Doesn't make any sense, right? Vashlish, okay, you got it? So basically, all right, look at Rashi there. Ukma Doraita, Vakarina Lei Bahai Eidut. These are Gadatach Ba'al Mepasu, Achi Farshu Kulam, right? Atu Achim Yishub Dolo Ef Shakarina Lei Legabra, Belo Ha Eidut Eidim. Then you end up basically killing the guy here without proper Eidut. Because Eidut isn't Eidut. So it can't be. If you're going to tell me that Eidim milachatchile midoraita have to be mefaresh, whatever they're saying, then so too here. Yeah. And Chachamim said, yeah, you don't have to say, yeah, it's good enough to say, I agree with him. Well, you end up killing people without proper Eidut. So the fact that we're going to use those Eidim means that that's proper Eidut. And therefore, it's good enough. Okay. You want to say something? Vashlishi omer afani kamohu. So what's the shlishi? So Gemara says like this: Rabbi Akiva, the makish shalosh leshnayim. Okay, that's Rabbi Akiva. Look at it's worthwhile Rashi this here quickly. Rabbi Akiva, sechet makot, the makish shlosha leshnayim. Im nimtza shlishi. This is very important. What's the haloch? What's the nafkamina of this shlishi 3-2? He says the makish shlosh leshnayim. The im nimtza shlishi karov or pasul. If the third aid is a karov, a relative, or is it a pasul aid? In other words, either it's a pasul because it's a karov, a relative, or it's pasul because he's got a din of psul aidut, right? Aidut shel kulan betelin, hilchach, bat kinan lei bahadayu, Dei mitzam or mitkachash mevatidan lesadahut. If they are found to be adim zomamin, or in the case of one of them, whole eruv goes. So Rabbi Akiva, it's important here, the third ad as well. Okay. New Mishnah. Okay, so we basically finished up that whole Mishnah. It took us a long time, right? So that Mishnah Nun Hay. Right? So Nun Hay, Vav, Zayin, Chet. Long. Five dafiyav. Okay, new Mishnah. Hover avodat kochavim. So now, what's happening here with the Mishnah is, we started off this Perek, right, of Arba Mitot. And we said that there are mitot, right? We said there are four types of mitot, and then we listed what all the four types of mitot were, right? And then we went back. We said that the skilas shayfa herik v'chenek. Then we went back into the mishnas and we discussed skila, and then shayfa, and then herik, and then chenek. Remember that? Mm-hmm. And how each one of them was done. Now the mishnah over here. Right, it's gone back to Skila, and now discussing what would you have been chayav for on Skila to be killed. Okay, and the first mitzvah which we saw in Skila was Avodah Kochavim, was Avodah Zarah. Okay. So now we're taking the first mitzvah of being chayav Skila is Avodah Zarah, and we are analyzing now the elements of Avodah Zarah. How would you be over at Avodah Zarah in order to be chayav Skila? Okay, so very methodically, we don't see it because it's all over lots of pages, but the mishnahs are broken down in a very order. We start with a big picture, and then we're going more and more and more into the detail, and always going back, Skila, and then etc. So we're going back to Skila now, into Avodah Zarah, into seeing how we chayav Avodah Zarah. So the mishnah says like this, Ha'oved Avodat Kochavim. Right, it's not a straightforward mishnah this. So Ha'oved Avodat Kochavim. And then, imagine, like, I think, a semicolon in my mind. Echad ha'oved v'echad ha'mezabeach. Right? So now the different actual acts of what you're doing. So we're talking now along the lines of bringing a sacrifice to Oved Kochavim. Okay, that's what we're speaking about. So echad ha'oved v'echad ha'mezabeach. Rashi says there, echad ha'oved, mefresh b'gemor. The Gemara spent a lot of time trying to understand what's going on over here. Then the Mishnah says, echad ha'mezabeach. So that's actually doing the zvicha, the cutting. V'chara makater or makter, right? A makater, right? So that is, you know, you burn it. V'chara menasech, and then you do the libations, the pouring of the wine and the water. V'chara mishtachavua, and then you bow down. Exactly, I'm not sure where the bow down is. V'chara mekablo alav le'eloha, and then another person who just accepts upon himself, right? And look at that Rashi over there, the first wide lines of Rashi. Even if it's just a statement, right? Ha'omer lo eliata, right? That's the Mishnah says, ha'omer lo eliata. But look at the Rashi. De'it kash le'zvicha. This is being connected, being hekesh, learning from zvicha, from actual korban. Why? From Shmot, right? V'yishtachavu lo. Okay, you got in the Egel, right?
Yeah.
Exactly there, that's in Yitro. Right, it says, Vayishtachavu lo, Vayizbechu lo. See the Zvicha, which is the Shechting, and the Yishtachavu go together, Vayomru, and it just says, Eilu Lecha Yisrael. So we're learning all these things together. Right, so that's the first part of the Mishnah. Aval HaMegafef. V'amenashek. When we learned this earlier on, that's like if you're stroking or kissing, right? Like all these crazy behaviors. V'amechabed, just give nice on you, clean. I think mechabed means to clean.
Sweep.
What do they say? To sweep a house. You lechabed et habayit. Right, you have from Shabbos. You have lechabed et habayit. Right? V'amechabed, v'merabetz. How do they translate merabetz? To sprinkle water on it. V'amerachetz, and he washes. V'asach, and he anoints. V'amalbish, and he dresses. V'amain, he puts on shoes. Or ver belotase. So there's a big difference, right, between all those avodot that come from the pasuk there of zvicha and haktara, etc., as opposed to all the other niceties, okay, which is not really kissing and putting shoes on a pesel is not part of the avodah of the Beit HaMikdash. There's no avodah, nothing to do with korban. Okay, so you can see where it's connected to korban, it's a mitta, skila. Where it's not connected to korban and it's just all being doing all stupid things, right?
Aiding and abetting.
Yeah, I don't know if it's exactly. Yeah, okay, maybe. Right, so then it is just, it's still asur, but you chayev on a lot asay. Then hanoder bishmo. Now you make a neder in his name. V'hamekayem bishmo over belot asay. Look at Rashi. Over belot asay hanoder bishmo. Go down there to the hanoder bishmo. Belashon neder konam alai kol perot shebaolam b'shem odat kochavim plonit. Im erchatz, you make some sort of condition in the name of Adol, right? Va mekayem b'shmo or mekayem shvua, you nishba, right? Nishba is metargem mekayem, right? So you make some sort of shvua. So there's a neder b'shmo and mekayem b'shmo means a neder means a neder and a mekayem means a shvua. Okay, the one is conditional, one's on me, one's on the object, right? Or ver below tasei. In all those, it's a lot to say, not skila. Ha-po'er atzmo le-bal po'or. Now, you know what that is, right? We discussed it before many times. Mm-hmm. Look at Rashi there. Matriz re'i befanav, right? In other words, you basically defecate, mm-hmm. right? I think that's the nicer word. V'ze avodato v'chayv alav mita, right? That's Rashi says, zuhi avodata. And therefore, you chayv mita on that. That's not just like putting shoes on or kissing or dressing, right? That is the actual act of the avodah of bal po'or. Zuvirata and Hazorek Evin Lamarkulis, and that's another type of Avodah Zora, right? Rashi tells us here what it actually is. He says, Markulis, Metzadadin, Shalosh Avani, Mechat Mikan, Mechat Mikan, Mechat Milamar. He takes three stones, one, two, and one balances on the top, right? Al Gabahen, Vekorinota Markulis, you say that's Markulis, and then Vovdinota, Bezrikata, and then how do you worship that Markulis? You throw other stones at those three stones, okay? That's and that is also the avoda, and then in a case like that, you'd be chayav mita, because that's the avoda. Okay. So now the Gemara. Now after that commercial break from Manny, right? The Gemara says Tostakas. So the Mishnah was quite good. It says ha'oved avodat kochavim. Then it said, Echad ha'oved v'chad ha'mezabeach. So the Gemara says, Ma echad ha'oved? What do we mean said echad ha'oved? What does it mean, oved? Right? Look at Rashi. Atu kol ha'nid ha'oved. And you know, what? Aren't all these things are avoda? What do you mean, echad ha'oved? Everything here is oved. So I'm Rabbi Yirmiyah Hachikama. Echad ha'oved kedarka. That's what we meant. Echad ha'oved means when you do the avoda zora, kedarka, like it's meant to be done. And then we said, V'echad ha-mezabeach, V'echad ha-mekater, V'echad ha-menasech, V'echad ha-mishtachavua, afilu shelo kedarka. See that? In other words, Oved, if you do the avodah kedarka, similar to how we brought at the end with Markuli, similar the case was, but even if you did it lo kedarka, but you did these acts, which are mezabeach and mekater, like you would do in a korban, even if it's lo kedarka, like, not like how they do it, but how we do it, but l'shem the avodah zora, you still chayev mita. So the Gemara says like this. Look at this. The Rashi actually adds even more than I said. Look at this Rashi. So you can't skip Rashi's like this. Echad oved. Look at that Rashi. The echad oved. Echad oved kol avoda. Af kifuf v'nishuk. Af derech bizayon. Even if it's in a defamatory manner, right? Bekedarka v'chayev mita. If you do any of these lists that we learned afterwards, yeah, but and that's kedarka, then you chayv mita. On the other stuff, if it's a korban, like we understand, lo kedarka you chayv mita. Okay, that's it. Tichtiva yedech vayavol lohim acherim vayichtov batrei uskaltim avanim vazharte miach. Okay, so now the Gemara is like this: velichshov nami zorek, right? Because there's rika of the dam. Remember in the list of the korbanot of the mas of the avodas, they've got mezabeach, mekater, menasech, we've got zorek, the dam, you've got the mekabel, kibul, and holacha, and the zrika of the dam, all those things, right? So, b'lichshov nami zorek. Should be, why don't we include also zorek? Look, Rashi, the first wide lines of Rashi at the bottom there. The bishlov mekabel umolich, we understand why mekabel umolich, the receiving and walking of the blood, is not a question. Why don't we say also do that, right? Because they are done in the Beit HaMikdash. We don't find anywhere that there's such the receiving and the walking. We make a big fuss about it. The blood doesn't congeal, Right? You've got to receive the bread in a certain way and keep turning it and walking, etc. But Kedashkechan Henech Zvicha. But we have Yizbechul Katur. Ashech Razvichul Yichol. Nisuch Yishtu Yain Esachim. Umiudam, however, when it comes to the blood, Eshkechen Bavodat Kochavim. We do find in Avodat Kochavim, says Rashi, Bal Asich. Such a thing as throwing his kehemi dam to pour blood over the korbanot. The kaven de gamrin and the chol avodat pnim chayvin behem afak ashelo kedarka. We just learned a second ago that any type of melocha which we would have in our korbanot, in avodat pnim in the Beit HaMikdash, we just learned a second ago that if they do it for theirs, even lo kedarka, they chayv mita. So dam should be one of them. Because dam is an avodat pnim that we do, and there is blood in avodat kochavim of their things. Therefore, why did the Mishnah list blood as well? The Gemara says, "No, I'm Rabbiya Zorek Hanim Nasech." When we said Rabbiya Zorek, Zorek includes the blood as well. Dichtiv, why? Because it's balasich niskeh midam. See that asich niskeh midam. So nesicha is already included in that. Minayim is the Gemara. We know that from Ditan Rabbanan. Ilu Nemar Zoveach Yochram. Now Mishpat, we're gonna pass it, says Zoveach La Elohim Yochram. Zoveach La Elohim, meaning here to other gods, right? Zoveach, if you dedicate anything to another god, it's Yochram. It's confiscated. It's, what do you say, Yochram? It's taken away. How do you say Yochram? Yochram, no?
Destroyed,
thank you, forfeited. Right? Bilti La Hashem Levado. Right, only Hashem. So the pasuk says Zoveach Yoch. It says Ilu Neimar. The pasuk it said Zoveach Yochram. Right, Hayiti Omer beZoveach Kodshim Bachutz Hakatuv Medaber. How do we know that? Our question over here is Minani Midok Rashi. I left it out. Rashi explains very nicely the question. Minani Midi Demachayev Bahani Avodot Af Peshelo Kedarka. Where do we know we chayev any avodat panim, which we do in the Beit HaMikdash, even if they do it Lo Kedarka, but they do some avodah zorah, they chayev. Right, he said, we got the pasuk. Ilu amar bezoveach yochram, so it yomer bezoveach kochim b'chutz, which is not plim. In other words, if we do it outside, but it doesn't say that. Talmud lomar la Elohim. Where do you do zoveach la Elohim? Normally inside. Anything that's inside, that's the limud. Look at Rashi. Talmud lomar Elohim yochram. Teba katuv l'onsho mita. Tahay yochram ashon mita. Talking about killing him. Tichtiv kol cherem asher yochram min adam lo yifdei mot yumad. And zoveach la Elohim. Kol Elohim b'mashma. Any gods. I feel shlok a dark, even if not in the normal way. And we locked him in the shon avoda, or ved loim bezivcha yochram, shmamina afilu eina ovda shlok amar. The whole shabbat lam nekadark nafke lehu bahamita, we had to go down the limud of it, we'll leave it a second ago. But as we go to limud of here, we teach us that all these avodas are included, not some avoda outside, any avoda which is avoda which you would do in the name of avoda zara. הייתי אומר בזה הקודשי מחוץ, אנחנו מדבר, תמוד אמר לאלוהים, זובח לבוא כחבים, תכתוב מדבר. So now אין לי, אלא בזובח. Now you know about the זובח, it says זובח לאלוהים יוחרם. Right, we're actually doing the zvicha. Right, mekater u'menasech, all the other acts we spoke about, the burning and the nisuch, etc. מנעין, תמוד לומר, בלתי לשם לבדו. And the pasuk says, זובח לאלוהים יוחרם, בלתי לשם לבדו. Right? What does it mean, Bilti Lashem Levado? It's a little bit difficult. This, the Gemara like this. Reken, or Rekan Ha'avodot, Kulan, Shem Yuchad. Basically, what he's telling us is the Pasuk, right? Emptied out all the avodas from anything else other than to the Shem Hashem. Right? So anything that's not to Shem Hashem is not acceptable. Right? Look at Rashi there, Bilti Lashem Levado. Reken V'natal, Kol Ha'avodot Mila Ovda Bahen. Took them all out. V'natnan l'shem v'yuchad. Right, it's only for Hashem. Mashma, da'a kol avodot haruyot l'shem ka'amar. What you can only keep for Hashem. What for Hashem? All for Hashem, therefore only all for Hashem, and all for nobody else. So it's all the avodas, not just zvicha on its own. Right, and the Gemara is like this. L'fish yatzah zvicha lidon b'avodot penim. So what you're telling me really is that zvicha comes to teach us that we're speaking about all the avodas that take place inside of the Beit HaMikdash with the korbanot. Therefore, minayin says the Gemara l'rabot hishtachavua. I accept what you tell me now that it's all the avodot pnim. But where did hishtachavua bowing down come into it? Tamud lomar, because we know that the hishtachavua really takes place in the azara outside. Right? Where do we do with bowing down in that davening? We don't daven inside. There's no bowing down to the animal when you shecht it. The most you've got is smicha leading on the animal. But there's no ishtachavua in the korban process. Ishtachavua takes place. We spoke at the beginning of the shiur before we started talking, right? Umdim tzufim ishtachavin revachin, right? That's during the davening. It's not during the korban. So minayin l'rabbo ishtachavua. Talmud lomar vayelech. There's another pasuk. This pasuk avia comes from Dvarim Yud Zayin. Vayelech v'yavod Elohim acherim. וישתחוו להם לשמש או לירח או לכל צבא השמיים אשר לא ציוויתי. That's a warning, as we've been warned, right? We're going to go and do that. It says over there, וישתחוו, right? וילך ויורד עם אחרים וישתחוו להם. וסמיך להם, very close to that. That was in דברים י"ז גימל. In י"ז ה', two פסוקים later, it says, והוצאת את האיש ההוא או את האישה ההיא שעשו את הדבר הרע הזה, to this bad thing, אל שעריך האיש או את האישה, וסקלתם בבנים ומתו. So we see that we're connecting this pasuk ה' to pasuk gimel. There it says, ishtachavua, here it says, הדבר הרע הזה. What's the bad thing we're speaking about in pasuk gimel? Must be ishtachavua, and you חייב סקילה. So he says, עונש שמענו עזרה מנאי. So now you told me the punishment. I explained that pasuk there is yudzimin as being an onish, as being the azara. Where is the actual warning? That's a pasuk already in Shmot. You shouldn't bow down, and therefore he has the warning. He has the punishment, and we got a whole story. Maybe I can include why are you stopping at only those benasech. Maybe once we've got this whole warning over here, let's include Megafef Menashek V'Manil. Right? Talmud Lomar, the Gemara says, no. The Pasuk says, Zoveach. Why it says Zoveach La'ilhim Yochram? That only when you Zoveach to Elohim, right? Zvicha Bichlal Hayata. Zvicha was included. In other words, why do we dafka take out Zoveach Lim Yochram? It was any worship to Hashem or to idols, because why dafka did we choose the word Zoveach out of all of them, like to choose it? It says Zoveach Bichlalaita was included in Avoda. And we took out Zoveach, V'lami Yatzawar to come out, La Kishelea V'lomar Lecha, dafka to tell you. What is Zvicha telling us? Ma Zvicha Meyuchedet, what's special about it? She Avodat Pnim, V'chavin Alea Mita. Of course, she avodat pnim, chavin alei amita. Only the avodat pnim like zevicha. Yatza hishtachavua lidon ba'atzma yatza, and zevicha lidon ala klal kulo. So we've got a very complicated limud here, which comes from a prat to klal, and a prat to a klal. We're not going into that now; it's not our expertise. But he learns over here, and Rashi tries to explain it. Well, does explain it? I just understand it, but. Look, יכול שאני מאבד. The name ישתחוו שיצא מן הכלל, ללמד על הכלל. כולו יצא. דמה ישתחוו מיוחד שהיא דרך כבוד וחייב עליה, אף שלא לכדרכה. If of course הוא דרך כבוד כגון אלו חייב. The Gemara wants to maybe say that if we learn from ישתחוו everything, why do we said no, we learn from ישתחוו only by ישתחוו. And we learn about all the others from Zvicha. And therefore, we can't broaden this whole net completely. So the Gemara isn't too happy with that and says like this. Amar Mar. So now we take the Braita. Remember, we saw Amar Mar the other day as well. When the Gemara says Amar Mar, it often is referring to an extract from a Braita or a Mishnah we spoke about already. So Amar Mar. So if you go back and you'll see, we had the Braita at the beginning, the middle of the Amud there. We said, Minahani Mili. We asked a question over there that you only chayiv on the Avodas, that you chayiv on these Avodas even if it's Lokadarka. Right? These Avodas are Avodat Pnim. How do we know we chayiv on them if you do them in the normal way of Avodah Zorah? Right? Then we brought a bride to we said, Amar Zoveach Elohim Yochram. Right? So now the Gemara is taking that quote. Amar Mar Hayiti Omer Bezoveach Kodshim Bechutz HaKatuv Menaber. Remember? And we said, no. Talmud Lomar El Elohim, which was inside. Right? Remember that? You with me? Right? Amar Mar Hayiti Omer Bezoveach Kodshim Bechutz HaKatuv Menaber. So the Gemara is like this. Zoveach Kodshim Bechutz Karetu.
We
said Talmud Lomar. What do we say? Hayiti Omer. Why did the pasuk say Zoveach? We said, but if the pasuk had said Zoveach Yochram on its own, not Zoveach La Elohim Yochram, what would I have thought the pasuk Zoveach Yochram would have been Zoveach Yochram, Zoveach anywhere, even Bachutz. Therefore, the pasuk said Zoveach La Elohim Yochram, meaning inside. The question is, how could I have thought that Zoveach Yochram were teaching me anything. We're teaching and learning about a sugya of Chayv Skila. Zoveach Yochram on Bachutz is only karet. So we could never have thought that in the first place. Why would you have had that Havamina? It's not in our sugya. That's the Gemara's question. Zoveach Kochim Bachutz karet too. So the Gemara says, now, Sakra Chavim, what would I have thought? Ki Atrubei Katla. Kilo atrubei karet kamashmanan. We might have thought that zoveach, when is it karet if there wasn't a hatra'ah? But if it's zoveach bachut. But with a hatra'ah, even bachut you'd be killed. No. Therefore we have to say zoveach Elohim yochram, only inside you killed. Even with outside, even with a hatra'ah, you wouldn't be chayev mita. You always chayev karet zoveach outside. I think that's a pshat. Ma'ara is raising his eyebrows. I'm happy for you to correct me. Read it. I'm going to rabbi barav. No, I mean it. I'm a rabbi bar Rav Chana Nabaya. Ema yatsa hishtachavua lamed laklal kulo. We learned a second ago that zoveach was for the klal, and hishtachavua was a prat just on hishtachavua, right? This is why. Maybe learn that hishtachavua is a klal as well, right? Vechita ema zoveach lameli, and then you'd say to me, well, why do we bring me zoveach? No, we learned Zoveach. We said Zoveach was specifically included in Avodah. Why do we take out Zoveach to just all other things of Avodah Panim? So what do we need Zoveach for if we can learn from Ishtachavua? Right? And we'd say Legufe. We need Ishtachavua Legufe. Right? And not the other way around. The Mechashvin Ma'avodah La'avodah. Teit Marashochet Pahem El Zorek Damakele Lichtapaviyah.